Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will offer an update on the case of Maya Miljete. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. May Miljete was born on May 1, 1981 in the Philippines. She went by the name Maya. In 1995, she moved with her family to Honolulu, Hawaii. While working at a fast food restaurant as a teenager, she met a man named Larry and they became romantically involved. Larry was born on September 24, 1981 in the Philippines, moved to California, then moved to Hawaii. When Maya was just 18 years old, she and Larry married and moved to Chula Vista, California, which is a suburb of San Diego. They lived in a 3,600-square-foot house on Paseo Los Gatos. Larry served in the U.S. Navy, and Maya worked as a civilian employee for the Navy. The couple went on to have two daughters and one son. In January 2020, Maya started having an affair with a married coworker named Jamie, who she supervised. Later, Larry learned about this affair. In June 2020, he confronted Maya and Jamie in a parking lot. After this, he repeatedly contacted Jamie's wife, Patricia, to expose the relationship. But this tactic did not bring the affair to a conclusion. Despite Larry's efforts, Maya would not give up her affair partner. She maintained a secret Instagram account to communicate with Jamie. The majority of the messages exchanged were sexual in nature. By December 2020, Larry and Maya were sleeping in separate bedrooms. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On January 9, 2021, Maya's sister reported her missing to the police. The investigation that followed revealed that 2 days earlier, on January 7, Maya spoke on the phone with a divorce attorney. She arrived home from a car wash at 4:42 p.m. Video surveillance did not capture her leaving her house after this. Maya was never seen again. Larry told the police that he had nothing to do with Maya's disappearance. He had no idea what happened. On January 23, 2021, the police searched the Miljete family house. In February, Larry retained an attorney and stopped cooperating with the investigation. On May 5, 2021, Larry was served with a temporary gun violence restraining order. 2 days later, the police searched the Miljete family house for a second time. On July 1, 2021, they conducted a third search of the property. Larry was officially named by the police as a person of interest on July 22, even though Maya's body was never recovered. There was no direct proof that she was dead. On October 19, 2021, Larry was arrested and charged with murder. On May 18, 2026, about 4.5 years after Maya went missing, Larry went on trial. On July 9 of that year, Larry Miljete was convicted of first-degree premeditated murder. At the time I am making this video, no date has been set for sentencing. He is facing 25 years to life in prison. Now moving to my analysis. Larry Miljete maintains his innocence, and he has a few supporters. They argue that Maya may still be alive and point out that her affair meant that someone other than Larry had a motive to kill her. The state of California, of course, disagrees. They acknowledge their case was circumstantial, but argue that the evidence clearly points toward Larry killing Maya. This brings me to the question, is Larry guilty of murder? Let's take a look at the evidence, both for and against the idea that he is guilty, starting with the inculpatory factors. According to family members and friends, Larry was controlling and behaved like a stalker. They witnessed many arguments between him and Maya. Maya's affair and repeated deception about the affair provided Larry with a motive to kill her. Larry took several actions to convince Maya to stop cheating. For instance, he allegedly put a speaker in her room and played subliminal messages while she was sleeping. In the months leading up to Maya's disappearance, Larry contacted spellcasters and spent over $1,000 on them. A spellcaster is a person who claims to have supernatural abilities. They often sell prayers, curses, rituals, and other spiritual services. Larry treated Maya's free will like a technical problem he could correct through supernatural customer support. At first, the spells that Larry requested indicated his desperation. For instance, he said, "I want her to fall madly in love with me again." Later, his requests took a darker turn. For instance, he wanted his wife to be punished and incapacitated so she could not leave the house. He said, "It's time to take the gloves off. She's too much. She needs to be humbled down to the lowest of the low. On January 7, 2021, the day Maya disappeared, Larry appeared to reach a breaking point. He wrote a spellcaster, "I'm shaking inside, ready to snap." At 3:48 p.m. on that day, Maya spoke to a divorce attorney. At 9:57 p.m., 9 loud bangs, which could have been gunshots, were recorded by surveillance equipment owned by one of Maya's neighbors. At 10:34 p.m. that same night, neighbors heard Maya's children playing in the backyard. On the next day, January 8, 2021, at 5:58 a.m., video surveillance captured Larry backing his black 2015 Lexus GX460 into his driveway. At 6:35 a.m., Larry manually powered off his cell phone. 10 minutes later, he drove away from his house in the GX460. His 4-year-old son was with him. His 11-year-old daughter and his 9-year-old daughter were left at the house. Larry was scheduled to work that day, but he never showed up. His supervisor tried to reach him without success. When the police examined data from the SUV, they found that Larry put his home address in the navigation system at 3:29 p.m. Larry did not return home until 6:06 p.m., about 2.5 hours after the home address was entered. He may have been a considerable distance away, although it is also possible that he stopped or did not drive directly home. The police were not able to determine where Larry drove that day, but he was gone for 11 hours and 21 minutes, plenty of time to drive to a rural area and dispose of a body. They calculated that 444 miles on the GX460 were not accounted for from December 17, 2020 through January 23, 2021. Investigators theorized that the unexplained mileage accumulated during Larry's mysterious absence on January 8. Maya's brother became worried because he had not heard from her. He arrived at the Miollete family house looking for her after Larry arrived home. Larry told him that he was at work and did not know what Maya was doing. Later, Larry changed his story, saying that he had taken his son to Torrey Pines State Beach. The police could not find any witnesses from the beach who could corroborate Larry's account. On January 9, 2021, at 5:55 a.m., Larry asked a spellcaster, "Can you remove or stop hexing my wife, May? Instead, hex Jamie." This request was suspicious because Larry abruptly wanted the supposed harm redirected away from Maya not long after she disappeared. The police learned that Larry had a pistol chambered in .40 caliber S&W registered in his name. He never turned it over to them, and they could not find it. Larry searched the internet for hemlock, carbon monoxide, and rohypnol, which is a powerful sedative that can be used to incapacitate a person. One theory the defense put forward was that Jamie could have been responsible for Maya's disappearance. However, he was with his pregnant wife, Patricia, in the hospital on the day Maya went missing. Now moving to the exculpatory factors. There is no direct proof that Maya is dead, like her body. She was having an affair at the time of her disappearance. It stands to reason that a person prone to infidelity may want to start a new life, one that separates them from everyone they used to know. Even if Maya is dead, there is no proof that she was murdered. She could have traveled somewhere alone and brought an end to her own life. There is no physical evidence connecting Larry to Maya's disappearance or murder. No DNA, no fingerprints, no gunshot residue, there are no witnesses. There was video surveillance of him leaving for a mysterious trip the day after Maya disappeared, but there is no proof that Maya's body was in the vehicle. Infidelity is an inherently dangerous game. Maybe Maya was murdered, but someone else killed her. When considering all the evidence in this case, do I believe that Larry is guilty of murder? In my opinion, yes, he is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. The state made a big deal out of his desperate and bizarre behavior, like contacting spellcasters, but I think the video surveillance was the most convincing piece of evidence. Maya was never captured leaving her house after arriving on January 7, 2021. Larry was the only other adult in the house, and on the next day, he took a mysterious 11-hour and 21-minute journey. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. The marriage between Larry and Maya was relatively stable for many years. Neither one of them was putting much effort into the relationship, but they were not necessarily headed for a divorce. In January 2020, Maya started having an affair with her coworker Jamie. She was mesmerized by their sexual relationship and started devaluing her husband, Larry. Maya saw a future with her lover and viewed Larry as a liability and an annoyance. As is the case with many affairs like this, Maya started finding reasons why Larry was an inadequate husband. She needed some way to justify the affair, so Larry needed to transform into an evil and manipulative monster. This allowed Maya to view herself not as a wife betraying her husband, but as a wife escaping from a husband who supposedly deserved to be betrayed. When Larry discovered his wife was cheating, he was taken completely off guard and had no idea how to respond. He made a number of bizarre moves in order to preserve his marriage that made him look desperate and pathetic. This only played into the image Maya was trying to create of Larry. He was morphing into the monster that she needed him to be. Larry was playing directly into her hands. Every attempt at reconciliation that Larry made failed to move the needle in his direction. Maya was thoroughly unimpressed and would not take accountability for her behavior. She had already made up her mind about Larry. Maya was fully committed to her infidelity. She repeatedly lied and gaslighted Larry, continuing the affair while treating his accurate suspicions as evidence that he was irrational, jealous, unstable, and dangerous. Every attempt he made to disrupt the affair was used as additional evidence suggesting he was insane. This created a particularly cruel cycle. Maya betrayed Larry, Larry reacted badly to the betrayal, and Maya used his reaction to justify continuing the betrayal. Her deception allowed her to preserve the excitement of the affair while forcing Larry to live with uncertainty, humiliation, and repeated denials of what he already knew was happening. Maya was not simply leaving an unhappy marriage. She was attempting to maintain the security of her family life while secretly continuing an emotional and sexual relationship with another married person. Rather than make an honest decision, she tried to keep both relationships functioning through concealment, manipulation, and treachery. Eventually, Larry gave up on reconciliation and focused on revenge. He knew that Maya was never coming back to him. A few hours after Maya arrived home on January 7, 2021, Larry murdered her and disposed of her body in some rural area of California the next day. He did a good job of destroying physical evidence, but there was nothing he could do about the video surveillance, which is what led to his conviction. Maya made a common mistake as far as how to handle infidelity. Typically, one of three things will happen when a husband catches a wife having an affair. The wife will end the affair immediately. She will say she is sorry and she will not resume the affair. She separates from the husband and continues the affair, or she denies having the affair despite evidence to the contrary and continues cheating. Maya went with a third option, which is the most dangerous. Larry's resentment continued to grow under the weight of continual deception, and he had excellent access to his wife. She was in a very vulnerable position. Maya did not appreciate how much danger she was in because she was lost in the fantasy of infidelity. Her attention was focused on sex and the thrill and passion of forbidden romance. It seemed pretty obvious that Larry's behavior was becoming increasingly erratic, but Maya did not have the time or energy to worry about that. She was always looking forward to the next sexual encounter. It was almost like she was addicted to substances. She was willing to discount everything positive in her life, including her personal safety, in pursuit of the next emotional and sexual reward. Maya's conduct was treacherous, not because she wanted to leave Larry, but because she repeatedly deceived him while continuing to benefit from the marriage she was undermining. She had the right to end the marriage, but she was not entitled to demand the advantages of it while secretly violating its most basic commitments. Becoming the victim of murder does not retroactively make her treatment of Larry honest, compassionate, or acceptable. The lesson learned in this case is that cheating spouses should not assume that their behavior is benign and harmless. Infidelity can elicit strong emotional responses from a betrayed partner. The same level of manipulation and deceit that a cheating spouse will use to maintain an affair may be used by the offended spouse to destroy it. Sometimes, when facing no way to win, the offended spouse will decide to destroy everything. The attitude they adopt is that everyone losing is more acceptable than one person losing. They want their misery to be shared by all the parties. They do not want to be the only person defeated in the scenario. Even though Maya did place herself at risk, she did not deserve to die. Her dishonesty explains Larry's humiliation and frustration, but it does not excuse him becoming violent. Maya was responsible for the betrayal. Larry was responsible for transforming that betrayal into homicide. Larry could have separated from Maya and rebuilt his life. Instead, he killed Maya, devastated their children through her death, and likely condemned himself to die in prison. His revenge did not preserve the marriage or restore his dignity. It merely ensured that every member of the family lost. Those are my thoughts on the case of Maya Miliete. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.